You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Still need another cup of coffee. And we're playing a little Beautiful because beautiful equals Bella. And we are here to talk about Bella Magazine this morning. Maggie Tomlin Williams is here with us. I haven't seen you in a while, girlfriend.
No, Kelly's been covering for us.
So it's really nice to see you.
How are you? I'm fantastic.
Good, good, good. So we have lots to talk about. Yes, it's the December issue, a lot happening. So let's go.
Well, thank you for that intro. Beautiful.
Yes.
So Bella's tagline is Beautiful Woman, Sexy Attitude, and Smart Magazine. So
maybe that should be your theme song. You never know, right?
Yeah. We must have a party and celebrate and use the theme song.
Yes. I'm sure Carole King would appreciate it.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. Well, and that's what's so neat about it, because it is really about being your best self.
It is. And we have 20 years this coming up
we got big
things planned.
I remember when it was launched, because originally wasn't affiliated with the Pensacola News Journal.
It was. And then
my friend Becca Bowles was involved in this thing to start up. And so we were all so excited when it first came on the scene.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything like this
in
Pensacola.
So many communities do not have anything like this.
Right.
And Kelly was on team as editor, and she has now taken that as publisher.
Right.
P&J just stopped doing all of their specialty publications. And Kelly said, I can't let this go.
And I'm so glad she stepped
me
up.
Me too.
Because I enjoy it every month.
Yes, I'm excited about it. And we got some really great things to tell you about. Also, we did this year, for the first time ever, a Bella Holiday Shopping Guide.
I love it, by the way. I had the red one from November has been in my purse for a month.
Yes, put it in your purse.
So I just got the new one, the green one for December. So.
Yes. And it's all local businesses and how to support local businesses, where to find the cool things.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online and find it. Or you can get your copy at lots and lots of places around town. We'll be telling you about some of those locations.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you definitely want to get that. But
yeah,
the magazine itself is great, but I love the gift guide, and I hope y'all will continue doing it.
We are actually planning to do it quarterly. We're going to do something in February for Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
We're going to do something for Mother's Day.
Perfect.
We're going to do something for back to school.
Okay.
And then we'll be back around for our holiday edition next fall. Nobody around is doing anything like this. And it has been just a godsend for local businesses. The price point is really good for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're distributing in over 100 locations. And then online, too. So it's really a good value for a business who's looking to promote the gifts and discounts, local discounts. People over at the beach are saying, hey, I need to let the locals know that we're still here, even though it's wintertime.
I know.
Come see us.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting, too, because when you think of that, of businesses and local businesses, I don't know that people realize that Bella Magazine isn't a branch of a national magazine, that this is a local magazine supported by local businesses.
Absolutely. Local businesses, local writers, local photographers, all the things that go into this, we're right here. Right in our community.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And it shines a spotlight on all this talent that we have.
It does. And if any of our listeners have anything that they want us to cover, then they can give us a shout out. You can send an email to info@bellamagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to give me a shout out at 850-530-9878.
Because you're one of the writers.
I'm one of the writers.
Yes.
I got to do a cool thing about a trip to New Orleans. We call it Worth the Trip section.
Yeah.
And we did the train, the Amtrak that's going
now. How was that?
Oh my gosh. It was fabulous. So here are the two things that my takeaways from traveling on the train. Number one, you get to use Wi-Fi, which you don't on a plane.
Interesting. Yeah.
And number two, you can move around. If you go with a group, you can get up, do all the things that you want to do. You don't have to be seat belted in like you do on a plane.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My husband and I went over. We got some great pictures Christmas time. It's all decorated up. It's a day trip. We spent the night.
How long is the trip about on the train?
It takes about 2.5 hours.
That's not bad.
You got to go to Mobile. Mm-hmm. You can leave there early morning.
Right.
You can actually stay the night if you want to stay over in Mobile.
I have a couple friends that went over for some Saints games.
Yes. Yes. They're doing special trips. Yeah. They planned the schedule so that you can go to the Saints games too.
Which I think is so cool.
So it's a good little getaway if you want to do that. And then, you know, you don't have to drive.
Right.
Nobody has to be the designated driver. Mm-hmm. And nobody has to be, you know, behind the steering wheel the whole time.
Well, and they have food on the train, too.
They do.
And I actually, I love trains, but I love the scenery going through the country.
It's
just totally different than flying over everything.
It is. So get the magazine and find out all of the beautiful things that we saw on our way over and a couple of little places that you can stop over there. You can pick up the magazine at PJ's Coffee. You can get it at Inter Physique. The Vein Center on 12th Avenue has it. Ray Jeweler. Now, this is a good time for all those people to be out there shopping who might want a little, you know, a little jewelry.
And they're in the gift guide, too, aren't they?
They're in the gift guide. Yes, they are. And also Lee Tracy. Mm-hmm. You can stop by Lee Tracy. That's a real quick stop for a lot of people who are going that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good.
It is. It's fun.
That's good. So what are some of the other locations, too, where you can pick up Bella Magazine?
Well, we have, like I said, 104 locations that this puppy is out there. The Woodlands Medical Centers, you can pick them up there. Blue Teak and the Fish House Blue Teak, if you don't know, is a really cool boutique that's downtown.
Oh, neat. I don't think I've been there yet.
Oh, you should check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, they are in the Bella Magazine, and they're also in the gift guide. Mm-hmm. And swing in there. They've got some really cute gift ideas and some really cute clothes, too.
Cool. Well, we have Bella Magazine here at the station.
Yes, you do. I don't know if you want to be overwhelmed with people coming to pick it up. But
that's okay.
You do
Why
have
not?
A few extra copies.
We do. We have them there every month. We get the new edition. So that's why I already have my December gift guide.
That's right. So you've already started your shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
You can also go to bellamagazine.com if you just want to see it online. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Or our Facebook page is Pensacola Bella. That's our Facebook and our Instagram.
So that's an online digital copy that you can look through?
Mm-hmm, if you go to bellamagazine.com.
Oh, those are so neat, really. I know. Because you can look in your phone.
I know. That's how I travel. Take it with me on
my
phone.
It's crazy. I know. But I love it. So what are some of the highlights that you can tell us about, Maggie?
So one of the things that we delved into this issue is the nonprofits. And some of the struggles that they're having this time of year, you know, a lot of funding has been cut statewide, locally, federally. So we talk a little bit about organizations like MANA.
Right. Which is one of my personal favorites.
My personal favorites. Mm-hmm. Healthy Start, United Ministries. Let's see what else we have in here. Oh, you can be a Santa to a senior. So we talked about Council on Aging.
Yes.
So Council on Aging, you know, we have kids who need gifts.
And so many organizations really focus on that. Like communities caring at Christmas every year.
Which is great.
Phenomenal.
And you see the angel trees and lots of places, a lot of churches gather things. But what about the seniors? Have you ever thought about the people who are living in a senior center and they don't have guests to come and see them?
And lots of them have lost their families over the years or their spouses, and they don't really have family coming to visit. And it's really sad, but you can make a difference.
You can make a difference. You can get in touch with them at the Council on Aging, and they have partnered with Home Instead. They're helping them to get gifts. And also,
if you don't know, Home Instead is a caregiver organization, so they know some of their patients who live alone.
Right. Right. So they're taking items like robes, coats, toiletries, small space heaters. You don't even think about that.
That's a big one, especially this time of year.
Microwave ovens and other more fun gift items. You know, some things are necessary, but all these things can be dropped off at the Santa Rosa, Navarre, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola Chambers of Commerce, at First United Methodist Church, the downtown YMCA, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. So something has got to be close by for you. So if you don't have a grandma or grandpa to buy for, how cool is it to be able to do something for a senior at Christmas time?
Well, I have a funny little tradition now that my father passed away many, many years ago. But he loved getting slippers.
Oh, really?
So for years as a little kid, that was a great thing to go out and get. And then as an adult, I would get them slippers. So now I get slippers for someone at the Council on Aging. I do that, you know, try to do that every year for a senior or an angel tree if I see one. But I just, it's sort of in his memory, you know, in his honor or something.
Nice.
So, yeah. And everybody can use a good warm pair of slippers.
Absolutely. You never have too many. And that's a nice little happy. Every time they see those slippers, they're going to think of you. And they're going to think of the joy that you brought to them.
That's kind of why I like it. So things like that. It doesn't have to be something expensive. I mean, it can be something just kind of thoughtful. What could they use every day?
Something cute. Yeah. You know, a little journal. It could be just lots of things. Little lotion, hand lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. No. The dollar store has lots of stuff.
Oh, no doubt about it. So you can put together a little swag bag or a gift bag full of toiletries or some things that are fun and just candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, throw a little candy in there, too. Yeah, I mean, so it's just being creative, but I love that idea. And you can find out about it in Bella Magazine.
Yep. Find out about not only that organization, but others, like I said, Mana, Healthy Start, that you can get engaged with. Just see what the need is, because you might not know what somebody needs, and it might not even occur to you, like the slippers you were talking about. Who knew that a microwave oven is something
that's amazing to me. Yeah, but what a convenience that is, especially when you consider so many of the Insta meals and the meals that they get sometimes from organizations when they do food distributions or those. They're like little portable meals you just pop in the microwave.
Yeah.
So that's very helpful. Yeah, the convenience of it. Because I'm sure a lot of seniors don't cook anymore.
Well, a lot of non-seniors don't cook anymore,
I was just going to say, I wasn't sure I wanted to throw myself in that category, but
seriously.
But that's a whole other issue.
Well, maybe I'm in both of those categories.
That's right, that's a whole other issue, Maggie.
That's right, well, I'll come back and talk about that. I also wanted to mention our out and about section.
Okay.
Photos. Everybody likes to see themselves in print.
Yes.
And we had so many activities going on in Pensacola.
The last month and this month, I mean, there almost isn't an evening that there is not some kind of gala or fundraiser or something happening.
It's wild.
This is true. But I think that says credit to our community because we do so much. There's so many great organizations that then support all these other organizations.
Right.
So it's been gala season, I guess you would call it.
That's true. And that's another thing I wanted to mention. If you happen to be part of a nonprofit that would like Bella to come out and take photos or cover what you have going on, we do lots of what we call causes articles, and we're happy to talk with you about sponsoring those. Again, you can reach out to admin@Bella Magazine if you want to and just say, hey, you know, can you work us in? And we can certainly talk about it and see if that would be a good fit.
Right.
And you might see your picture in the magazine from the event, because everybody likes to get all dressed up and then see themselves in print.
You never know.
That's right.
You never know.
In our social media and all those places.
It's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So what else have you got? You usually have a little something about fashion.
We do have a really cool article on fashion, a lovely young lady. And they did this down at Barclay House.
Local models, too. That's what I love.
Local models.
Yeah.
So, always
are not necessarily technically models in quotation marks.
That's right. Especially when we do our style piece that is just a regular person.
No, just a local person.
Just a local person. And our cover this time is just a local gal.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a variety of what we cover. I mean, we may have somebody who is younger, somebody who is older, somebody who doesn't fit the, you know, 6'2", 120-pound model category.
Right, right. Exactly.
We also have a section that's pretty cool about spend or save. If you got a big budget, you can buy this. Or if you have a smaller budget, you can save. Or maybe you just don't want to spend all your money on a pair of bedroom slippers.
Yeah. Well, I love that because sometimes you get intimidated. You want to be stylish, but maybe it's out of your price range. So I do love the idea that you offered that option of, but here's another version that might be a little less expensive.
Yeah.
And so then you can still feel like you're keeping up with the styles, but you're not breaking your bank account.
That's right. You can be trendy. And you can shop local.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to say that we have Closets by Design, 40% off. Plus free installation, plus an extra 15%. Get the magazine if you're looking at having your closets redone.
Mm-hmm.
You save yourself a ton of money.
Wow.
Then you can go spend that extra money on something else over in the spend or save section.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. Wow. So what else have we got featured in this issue?
Well, I wanted to mention a new advertiser that we have, and it's actually a new boutique downtown called Hemline.
Somebody else was telling me about this.
On Jefferson Street.
Yeah, tell me more.
Yes, go check it out. It's new, trendy, upscale, cute clothes. check it out.
I'm looking at the ad right now.
It's very cool. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. Sunday, they're 12 to 4. And you can park downtown for free on Sunday. People who don't like to pay for parking, go shop on Sunday and support your local business, especially the ones that are new, that are getting started. And then, like I mentioned, Blue Teak is just over the way. You can pop by there, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Or you can go, before you go to the Pensacola Opera, they have an ad with us this time that is promoting their season. La Traviata in Oklahoma will be coming up.
Wait for La Traviata.
Really?
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, you got your tickets already?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good. And guess who else is in here? We have a Cat Country ad.
Well,
Sister
what
Station.
Do you know?
I know.
What a coinkydink.
I know. All the best people, all the cool people
are in Bella Magazine.
That's right. Exactly. But we have photos here in our Out and About section from Impact 100's Million Dollar Sunday.
Which was amazing.
It was amazing. Gave back over $1 million to some of those nonprofits that we were talking about. That
you have to think about that thing when the original goal was 100,000. Get 100 people to give $1,000 and look where we are now. It's amazing.
Well, I heard this year they're going to try to get 1,300 members, so that'll be 1.3 million given back to this community.
It's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Debbie Ritchie was one of the founders, and it's just incredible how much it's grown.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Mary Hoxing here at the station.
I'm here at the
station.
She's
a member.
Very involved, yeah.
And she might have been one of the founding members.
Could
I'm not
very
sure.
Very well be, yes.
But she's been in there for double digit years and supporting the community. And everybody just gives $1,000 back to Impact. And then all that money is pulled together. And we have committees who decide where the money is going to go.
And I love the vetting that the committees do about the people who apply, making sure where the dollars are going to be spent, that it's a legitimate budget. And they do follow up.
Oh, yes. We have a liaison from our board that follows through until all that money is spent within that two-year deadline.
Right, right.
Yeah. We also did the Stepping Out in Style, another organization, Baptist Women's Foundation, raising money to help people who just don't have that extra money to pay the medical bill or to get the mammogram.
That's right.
Or whatever.
It's huge.
It's huge what they do in the community.
They're amazing.
And you don't think about that until you're
in
that
place. It's not as glamorous, perhaps. These are the things that are real basic needs sometimes that we don't think of. It's that need help, people that really need some help, and legitimately so.
But and it could just be that little thing. If they don't get the medical bill paid and they pay then they miss the car payment, then they miss the job, and then they lose the house.
It could
just
happen very
be that
quickly.
Little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It happened very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's just amazing how that little bit that we can give back to each of the organizations. Another one we did Out and About Brunch and Bubbles, one of our organizations.
I see. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Yeah. That we sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gulf Coast Kids House.
Right.
Of course, every year they do an amazing job. And we get out and we capture those pictures of all the people having a good time, spending a little money to support an organization that does so much for the kids in this community. Can you even imagine at Christmas time, at the holidays, being in a situation where you're not safe. You're not safe with the people who are supposed to love you and care for you.
Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking.
It's
heartbreaking.
It is. We have no idea what some of these kids are going through. Gulf Coast Kids House,
that's what they
know.
That's what they do.
They help to fix it.
Mm-hmm. They help them emotionally, spiritually, and just in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
Just guiding them through the process. I mean, one of the things, it's a very simple thing, but one of the things that they've advocated for and have made happen is so that if there's a terrible story to be told, it only has to be told once.
Yes.
There was a time where you had to tell it to the police officer and then this officer and then that. Now they tell it one time.
Yeah. And they also provide clothing. I mean, sometimes these kids just go out with a garbage bag or nothing. Garbage bag full of clothing, maybe a toothbrush or maybe nothing.
Right.
And so they work, and some of the funds that are raised at Brunch and Bubbles will go to fill that need, to be sure that the kids have something once they get to the new place, some sort of stability.
Right.
Just to be supportive of them in so many different ways.
If you just joined us, I'm talking with Maggie Tomley-Williams, who is with the Bella Magazine that has come out with the December issue. There's still a little bit of time left, so if you have a question, 850-437-1620. You can check out the digital issue if you can't get to one of the locations online at bellamagazine.com. It's really cool. I'm doing it right now. You get on there, and then you can flip the pages with your mouse. I just think it's technology. It's like the coolest thing.
It's very cool. You don't even have to leave the house to read the magazine.
It's, you can look at it in your phone. I mean, it's wonderful.
That's right.
So what are some of the other features you have? Can I mention one that I like?
Because
the top 10 trends in makeup.
Yes.
Because no offense to Pensacola, but I don't necessarily think that it's easy for us to access the new trends. I always feel like when I'm in Florida, I'm about 10 years behind. So Bella at least can give me references for the new style so that I'm not wearing my midi skirt or, you know, whatever. But they had things in makeup, the do's and don'ts kind of thing.
Well, let me tell you I won't tell you all the top 10.
Okay.
But deconstructed curls, rich berry makeup, almond-shaped nails.
So hot pink is out, huh?
Hot pink is out.
I'm wearing a hot pink sweater.
Well, that's just for nails.
Oh, okay.
That's just for nails.
Okay.
Lashes. You must have large lashes.
Yeah, I've noticed that with a lot of the younger women now. I've got these big lashes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a couple of tips in here if you wanted to do your lashes at home. So find that out. And we're talking about nails. The almond-shaped nails, but they must be pearl. Pearl is the hottest color. And then glowing skin. Of course, you need to start with that foundation of not heavy makeup, but clean skin, well taken care of.
Glowing
skin. That's right. And one more mention of the holiday gift guide.
Okay.
Again, some really nifty gift ideas from local businesses.
Right.
That, you know, we all want to shop local. We don't necessarily know what there is. We've gotten a lot of new businesses downtown.
Well, you just mentioned a couple of boutiques I haven't had a chance to check out yet. So that's why I'm going to go to Bella and just going to check out those new boutiques and stores.
Check it out.
And it's hard to stay on top of things. Things are changing all the time.
It is. And I live near Nine Mile Road. Mm. So everything is not just downtown, but Nine Mile Road has Drift Boutique there.
Uh-huh.
Has just a number of other restaurants and businesses that are coming out. Kia is kind of north. If you you know, if you want to buy a car for Christmas and you don't have anybody on the list, I'll take it. You know, Kia.
Okay, I hope everyone heard that.
Right.
Maggie wants a car.
That's right. S&K Boutique. That's right, Santa. You're listening. S&K Boutique is over in Pace on Woodbine Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have some really cool stuff. They'll ship it to you. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Even have to drive there. Yeah, you can just go shopping online.
Oh, that's cool.
Jen's Designer Deals will do the same thing.
I've noticed that more and more that some of the local shops are, because we've all gotten so hooked on, I won't say names, but some of the online distributors, because we're lazy and they'll just ship it to your door. But isn't that cool that our local, be sure and check your local stores because they're doing that now.
Yeah, I did actually the other day, Jen's Designer Deals. I was just on my phone late in the evening, ordered my things. A couple of days later, when I had time, I went over and picked them up.
Right.
So also, the butcher shop, if you have not planned your meal yet, they can hook you up with some amazing whole beef tenderloin, and not just beef, but all the other fowl and venison and all those sorts of things. Wagyu beef is the thing. I'm scared to cook that at home because I'm afraid I'll mess it up.
I don't think I've ever, I'm not aware of that.
It's very high end.
Uh-huh.
I think it started in Japan.
Oh.
But the owner is there at the butcher shop, and Kevin Green can take care of you. He can answer your questions. He can tell you how to cook all the things if you're afraid to do it, and, you know, tell you how much you need for those 12 extra people who are going to be at dinner for you.
Right. That's awesome. Well, again, a local person who you can talk to. I love that.
Yep. Yep. Award Masters, too, if they can personalize just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a glass or it doesn't have to be an award. You can take lots of things in there if you go buy a candle, say.
Right.
And you wanted to make it a little something extra, then they can engrave, you know, from your favorite realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
Oh, those are great when you have to give out gifts to all your clients and that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
And so that's a good
idea.
It's
a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do your Christmas ornaments.
Right.
They can personalize those.
Could do for the family.
For the family, for anybody.
Or businesses.
Yeah, for businesses. And just make them, you know, not spend a ton of money. But then you can make it more personal by having them to put something engraved on it, a date, you know, of Christmas or whatever it is, a name,
no,
whatever
that's a
it
great
is that
idea.
You want. Again, another local business that does great things, and a lot of people don't even think about them unless they're looking for, you know, the award for the kids' baseball team.
Right, exactly. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Unique Boutique is with us.
Oh, yeah.
And Gray Boutique also. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just take this guide and check off your list of where you want to go if you want to go
it's
downtown.
It's so handy,
or
and it's kind of pocket
wherever.
Size. So that's, like I said, I've been carrying around my purse.
Well, I have a big bag. So
yes, well,
if it's in mine. Or you can get, you know, go on to the online edition.
Oh, so the gift guide's online too.
You can go to our Facebook page and you can get the link off of there that we have posted. There and you, it's not on our website because of the way that it's formatted.
Gotcha.
But you can get it on our issue, which is go to Facebook, click on it.
Okay. Wow, this flew by. Maggie Tomley Williams has been here with us. She's a writer and also works in advertising for Bella Magazine. And you can get a copy online at www.bellamagazine.com. You can pick up at locations all over town. But get that gift guide.
Yes, yes. And shop local.
All right. Happy holidays to you,
Happy
Maggie.
Holidays. Good to see you.